The Archdiocese of Washington is taking a great leap of faith that hopes will bring Catholics back to confession.
There are times when we all feel alone, separated from our families, friends, and even God. We may feel like we have nowhere to turn, but we're not alone. Forgiveness is readily available to us through the goodness of God's grace and the sacrament of reconciliation.
That's the voice of Donald Wuerl, the Archbishop of Washington. This radio spot is part of a marketing blitz to bring D.C. area Catholics back to confession during the Lenten season. The Archdiocese is setting aside 90 minutes every Wednesday evening until Easter to offer confession to parishioners like Danielle Driscoll.
I go to church here at St. Matthew's every Sunday, and I realized that I haven't gone to confession in 4 years, so I thought maybe it was time to go. And I usually have a class on Wednesday nights, but this week it got canceled, so I figured I should go because my favorite TV show is not on until 8.
To find out why there has been a drop-off in confession, we turn to Monsignor Kevin Irwin, Dean of Theology and Religious Studies at Catholic University. Thanks for coming in, sir.
You're very welcome.
Now, according to Georgetown University, a poll in 2005, 42% of American adult Catholics said they never go to confession, 14% said they go once a year, and only 2% said they go once a month or more. What does the church require?
It requires that one go to confession when one has sinned seriously, and especially during the Easter season. So the prescription that sometime between the beginning of Lent, the season we're in now, until Pentecost Sunday, which will be in May, that Catholics would go to confession at least once a year with serious sin to confess.
I read somewhere that after the Second Vatican Council, when the Church continued to consider using birth control a sin, that you had a lot of people fall off of confession at that time because they didn't agree with the Church's definition of sin. Do you agree that that was at a point at which people began to not go to confession? They felt like they couldn't continue to confess something they planned on continuing to do?
Well, certainly, I think hindsight, you could put a time frame, the 1960s, 1968 was Paul VI's encyclical on birth control. But ways of describing sin and what really is very seriously sinful has had its own evolution over time. For example, it seems to me in the last 40 years, the Church has appropriately brought back notions of social sin, racial prejudice, gender discrimination. Those kinds of things are out there that we wouldn't probably have talked about 40 years ago. So I wouldn't put it on birth control necessarily, but a number of other things were going on, including the Church saying, maybe we need a more biblically based notion of confession, and perhaps we should emphasize the social dimension. So a number of things went into play at the very same years, I would say, not just birth control.
Now, I am not a Roman Catholic, and so I think a lot of my image of confession comes from maybe films where you see people going into the confessional and there's the screen. And is it like that, or has it changed?
Well, we all have our images of Going My Way and the Bells of St. Mary's and Bing Crosby and all those kinds of things in 1950s Catholicism. But as a matter of fact, there was no confession screen required until the 16th century. We had no such thing. Now what you have in churches is the possibility to go face-to-face to a priest. It could be in a rectory parlor. It could be in the body of the church. Or it could be behind a screen to preserve your anonymity. And sometimes what you have to say, what you want to say is somewhat so humbling that the church respects you want to be anonymous about that. But there are several ways to do that and have been in the history of the church.
Has the nature of the type of sins that people confess, has that changed over time?
Well, yes, it has. And I'm glad to say I've been a priest now for going on 36 years. I would say that the evolution has been very marked. While there's concern about numbers of confessions and how often people go, I'd have to say that when people come, it's a much richer, much deeply felt experience of conscience, of putting themselves before God. So I would say that people come to you and they deal with addiction to the internet. They deal with compulsions. They deal with their crackberry addictions, 24/7 work addictions. Some people come to me and say, I simply have too much money, and I wonder whether I should be looking at my life in terms of how I might channel that. So in a fairly well-to-do society, sometimes the confessions are much, much more deeply rooted and not simply a laundry list of peccadilloes.
What about the penance? Has that changed over time?
It has, and I will often say to someone, well, in light of your confession, why don't you offer me an idea of what you might think would be a good penance? Because I can't diagnose their lifestyle needs, and sometimes people say to me, I'm so busy, I don't know what else I can do. And my reaction is maybe something qualitatively different might help you with the rest of what you do. But I invite them to offer an idea, but it would not be inappropriate for me to say, I think you should call a couple of sick friends and get them on the phone and let them know they're not alone, or bring a meal to someone who is grieving, or do something like that, as well as to come back to church more faithfully.
Do campaigns like the one that the Archdiocese of Washington is now in the midst of during this Lenten season, do these kind of campaigns work? Do they actually bring people back to confession?
I have to say we don't really know. And the last thing I'd want to do is on Easter Sunday have a head count, I mean, or a soul count, how many people came back. My reaction is I think that this says to people, you matter. This matters. Give it serious thought. In God's good time, you're welcomed back to the church. You can always come back. I think that's what this message is.
Monsignor Kevin Irwin is Dean of Theology and Religious Studies at Catholic University and author of Models of the Eucharist. Thank you for coming in, sir.
Thank you.